This is the FM Gold channel of All India Radio. In the program News Analysis, now we bring you a discussion on NDA Parliamentary Board Meeting. The participants are K.S. Sachidananda Murthy, Political Analyst, and Ashwani Srivastava, Journalist.
After such a huge victory, BJP is all set to form its government. There has been a lot of political development taking place during the day. President Ram Nath Kovind has issued order dissolving the 16 Lok Sabha, thus paving the way for 17 Lok Sabha. Chief Election Commissioner Sunil Arora, along with two of his election commissioners, has also met President and handed over a list of all the newly elected members of Lok Sabha. And also there was a meeting of NDA. All the selected MPs of NDA, Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed to them. There were a lot of advices, suggestions. He also talked about aspirations, nation's ambitions. What are the essence of Prime Minister's speech at the BJP's parliamentary board and when he addressed NDA's MPs?
I think the Prime Minister decided, no, that he had this was a long speech. Basically, he was addressing the nation itself, not just through the newly elected MPs, but also in this meeting, all the leaders of the National Democratic Alliance, from the BJP veterans like L.K. Advani, Murali Manohar Joshi, all the ministers, as well as the chief ministers of NDA ruled states like Nitish Kumar, Palaniswamy from Tamil Nadu, then Prakash Singh Badal of Akali Dal. I mean, you could see all of them. So it was a big show of the NDA, as it was when Mr. Modi was first elected as a Prime Minister, leader of the NDA parliamentary party in 2014. So there were a lot of similarities. And here there was also another, Mr. Modi decided that he will take on a broad spectrum of subjects to address. And once again, like we heard during the budget, the last budget presented by the first Modi government, there were Modi, Modi, Modi chants from the newly elected. And since there are a lot of new MPs, the vociferousness, the enthusiastic ringing of the Prime Minister, one could hear it very strongly. And he was also buoyed by that. And I would say Mr. Modi spoke today both as a confident winner, a man who had accomplished his mission, and also as a world leader, he was looking at what India's place in the Committee of Nations should be, as a motivational leader, but also as an elder brother to the young MPs, new MPs, giving them lot of little advice. I mean, one wondered where the Prime Minister found so much time to think about what kind of small and big pitfalls they face. Of course, the media came in for a fair lot of attention from him, I would say, not attack, but attention, that how media can take the MPs astray. So it was a very different kind of Modi. The core of it was he emphasized that the MPs should work for the people. They should not become very arrogant, that they should not adopt the VIP culture, which was a criticism of the earlier generation of MPs and political leaders. So I think he covered a broad spectrum of issues in his 75-minute address, and he also invoked a lot of leaders, from Sri Ramakrishna Paramahamsa to Dr. B.R. Ambedkar, Jawaharlal Nehru, Sardar Patel. So it was a very tour de force, I could say. It was an education not only for the new MPs, but for many of those who are listening to the Prime Minister, away from the rhetoric of the election campaign, where he could be very bitter, he could be very aggressive, but this was a different Narendra Modi one heard today.
During the over an hour long speech, he talked about so many things, and he also coined a new slogan, which is Nara in Hindi, but in English it means National Ambition and Regional Aspirations. Yeah. He guided all the newly elected NDA MPs to focus on national ambitions and regional aspirations. Does he mean that there would be focus on regional aspiration that has to be in sync with the national ambitions?
I don't think so, because in the last time when he became the Prime Minister for the first time, he had coined the phrase cooperative federalism, where, because you know, his experience as the Chief Minister of a state, where sometimes he had to fight very hard. I mean, he had even walked out of a meeting of the National Development Council as Chief Minister, saying that states are not getting the proper representation or their voices are not heard. So I think he continues with that. And also this was a gathering of regional leaders, the regional partners of the BJP. BJP is a national party, but then there were people who have no influence beyond their regions. So I think he was also addressing their concerns that how this very big party, which has so many members in parliament, so powerful, will it trample on them? But then he was also telling them, look, you have a national duty also. You say you have to become part of that, because if you neglect regional aspirations, things will go wrong. And if you tinker with national ambitions, then something else happens. So he said that these two tracks will have to go in tandem. That's what he was saying. So I think that is where, and then if you remember, even when he later gave those Uncle Narendra Modi advice to the MPs, he said that, look, you have to concentrate on your constituency's development. But please remember, you are lawmakers. You have to look at the national picture. You have to know everything about this nation, everything this nation needs. It is not just that you concentrate on your constituency. So he was again emphasizing those twin responsibilities. So Nara is his way of telling that, look, we can look at strength of the nation, but along with that develop. Because this is again the old slogan of unity in diversity. But Mr. Modi has this very good habit of coming up with newer and newer acronyms and giving the same aspirations a new word, new meaning. So this is one way I could say.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi also indirectly attacked opposition parties over the vote bank politics. He said minorities made to live in fear by those who believed in vote bank politics. We have to end this deception and take everything along. This was his message to the NDA MPs. How important this message
is? It's very important, because even as Prime Minister Modi celebrated the fact, and he mentioned that repeatedly, that we have broken records. The increase in vote share of NDA is equal to the total votes polled by the present United States President Donald Trump in his election. So that is the kind of size and scale he was talking about, how in 17 states they got more than 50% of the... He was saying all that, but somewhere at the back of his mind, the thing was there that the minorities, by and large, had not voted for the BJP under NDA. I think that grievance was there in him, that we have still not reached out to them. Of course, he blamed the opposition, the previous governments, for the vote bank politics. And then again, he turned it around to say that it was a responsibility of the NDA and of the BJP to make the minorities come out of these things and then become aspirational, realize their aspiration and become part. And that's why he also gave assurance, I'll treat everybody equally. Those who enthusiastically voted for us and those who vigorously opposed us, we are going to treat you the same, because he said that sabka vishwas. So that is what he wants, to earn that trust. And then he blamed the opposition that they deliberately kept the minorities as a separate identity. And, you know, again, this is something which the BJP itself had during Mr. Advani's time. Mr. Advani had coined the phrase, and one could see he was very attentively listening to this, Mr. Advani, that minority appeasement. So this is the kind of thing which I think now that the BJP and NDA have such a large mandate, second mandate, he said that now this is the time to wean away the minorities away from the opposition parties, also end their mistrust, make them prosper well in terms of incomes, jobs, education, health, everything. Wherever they are left behind, he wanted to bring them along the other section so that there is no grievance in the minorities.
The Prime Minister also cited many data of electorates who had come out and voted in favor of BJP. He mentioned how women in large number came out and vote in support of BJP. Does it mean that the issues which were raised by the opposition parties, like unemployment, farm sector crisis, or maybe corruption in the Rafael deal, took backstage and people, despite all these allegations, came out and voted for him?
I think the Prime Minister was basically telling that, look, they trusted the work we have done. Because he also said in that other contest, he said, we are not indulged in any scandals, in any crap. If at all, the sin we have committed is, we have spoken out of turn, creating problems for ourselves. But otherwise, our intentions, our actions and our commitment were appreciated. And then he said that women, by and large, voted much more. They were very impressed. And he deliberately gave the example in his speech of how when he gave the call to the nation to give up LPG subsidy, those who could afford to give up the subsidy, how they responded. He was linking it to the way his government had gone about, firstly giving this LPG connections and cylinders to women, and how their life had improved, how they were made part of the Jan Dhan program in a very big way, and how even all the direct benefit transfers were now going to women directly into their bank account. So he was telling everybody, the NDA leaders and the media, that over the last 5 years, his government had developed women as a very significant partners and vote bank for the BJP.
The Prime Minister also gave advice to all the newly elected MPs to refrain or rather control themselves from talking to media. During the high voltage political campaign, we saw some of the BJP leaders,
yes,
and there were some from the other parties too. They were motor mouth, they stoked controversies, and at times they invited criticism from their own parties, and Election Commission also had to bar some of them. Now Prime Minister has clearly outlined their priorities, that they should not have any urge to get into print or desire to be on TV. Was this advice needed, or will it help?
I think he wanted to make that point, because he also said that, look, because of these statements, because of this, many of us had to sit and worry, oh my God, what happens to the elections? Will the people turn against us and all that? They were all there. So, I mean, the Prime Minister was looking at the kind of pain and the embarrassment which the party had suffered due to these motor mouths, as you call them. And he also said that, look, the television camera, the media has a magnetic appeal for you. And they just lead you gently up the garden path. They ask you nice questions. And then suddenly they say, somebody said this. What is your reaction? And what the original thing is forgotten, your reaction becomes a controversy. So I think he was very strongly telling them that this has been the bane of his first term as Prime Minister, that people in the party, in the government, because also the other thing he said, that look, don't fall prey to rumors. People will come and tell you, there's a call from the Prime Minister's office, you're becoming the Prime Minister. Please verify it. He said that don't be naive, don't be innocent, don't be dumb. He was still telling them. But he was giving this warning that the media is not a friend always. The media has its own role, which can be adversarial, which can be sensational. And he also said, you can't blame the media, that is their job. But we should not fall prey to it. That's what his advice to his fellow lawmakers was.
One of the key suggestions which was made by Prime Minister was to shun the VIP culture. He asked all the NDA MPs to shun this VIP culture. He also cited example how he come out with the idea of removal of red beacon from some of the government vehicles, which was much appreciated across the country. So this culture of VIP, do you feel that it has hurt the image of the government? And
I think the politicians as a class have been badly hurt by this. That's what he said. Now people have become vigilant. There are 20 mobile cameras which are looking at what you are doing. So if you are asked to stand in an airport queue, please stand in the queue. Don't throw your weight around. Don't expect everywhere the doors to open for you. I think he was telling that people have now become more vigilant. They don't worship VIPs. So he was very, very... And that's what I said. He was their Uncle Modi advising the youngsters starting out in political life. But then he also said how... use the word pride. You don't become pride because people who never recognize you on the street, when you are not an MP, now they will all say, come, we'll take you. What do you want to eat? Where do you want to go? So please don't fall for that, because that is VIP culture.
In this long speech, he also talked about elections procedure and how the elections tried to divide the people, and he advised that polls should unite people and society. And now he also talked about beginning a new journey to build new India with new energy. How important this message is for all the newly elected MPs?
I think so, because what he said to them was, look, even if we don't do anything, there will be an incremental growth of this country. This country's economy or GDP or whatever will grow incrementally. But no, we have to achieve a lot in short time. And he gave the 5-year example of 42 to 47 or the kind of important landmarks which are coming in the next 5 years. And then he said that, look, we have achieved a lot. We have to be impatient. We have to be in a hurry. We have to be comprehensive in what we do. And he said that India cannot be a developing nation. How long we have to become a developed nation? That is a goal he set now.
Thank you so much, Sachidananji.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on NDA Parliamentary Board Meeting. The participants were K.S. Sachidanandamurthy, Political Analyst, and Ashwini Srivastava, Journalist. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of All India Radio. This program is also available on our website newsonair.nic.in. You may email your opinion about this program at airnsdtalks@gmail.com.